And what about how the factory changed? Did that change in any way? And if so, in what ways did it change, looking at the photo?
During the time that we were there, the Baker Street was then sort of added on to it. So obviously there was a lot of expansion kind of one street away, which we couldn't necessarily firsthand see. Even though the school I used to go to, which was New Street School, which was some distance sort of down off of you know, Southgate Street, we did kind of see, because you can see there the warehouses are still fairly new, so that was added on at a later stage, and that's why a lot more transporters were coming in, because I think they were stuck for space getting into St Luke Street there, and that's why they expanded into Baker Street, because there was like a connecting doorway almost between sort of, you know, one and another, and I think you'll find that there were railway lines going across the road so that they could kind of wheel anything from one part of the factory over to the newly extended Baker Street, because I do remember seeing a lot of sort of loading and unloading of heavy presses and things out the back of the Baker Street, because that was like a car park area, but when anything big was coming in or going out, the car park was clear to allow for vehicles to get access to it.